The Sports Buzz on 97.7 The River.
All right, let's get the latest on the Oakland Raiders. Training camp underway in about a week from now. They play their first preseason game. Raiders fangirl Ivana Rojas is joining us. You can catch her Raiders coverage at FGSN.com. That's Fangirl Sports Network. And on all the socials, Raiders FGSN. Welcome, Ivana.
Thank you for having me.
So, look, the more things change, the more they stay the same, right? If you're a Raider fan, you know John Gruden is back. Just curious how the vibe is, the culture is, now that Gruden is back in the chair.
Chucky is back, and you have to be excited. John Gruden has been successful wherever he's been. He's, you know, the hard-nosed, golden-egg type personality who really knows how to connect with his locker room and, you know, get the best out of his weapons. So it's a beautiful vibe. It's an exciting vibe. It has the old traditional vibe, but it's just a whole new start for Gruden and, you know, the Raiders as a whole.
So first time in 10 years he's been a head coach, though. He's always been known, John Gruden, for his offensive mind. And he's got Carr and Lynch and Cooper and now Jordy Nelson, who apparently looks very good in training camp. Martavis Bryant. I mean, you can go on and on and on. The Raiders were supposed to be huge offensively last year. That didn't really work out. Do you think they're primed to have a bounce back on the offensive side?
Yeah, of course. I mean, Gruden is an expert. His expertise is definitely going to spark our offense and have Carr and Cooper as an elite threat in the league. And Gruden was doing when he was at ESPN, he was creating schemes week in and week out to stay sharp. So the offense has to bounce back. You can trust that it's in Gruden's hands.
It's pretty interesting you bring up that everyone, as I even said, Gruden hasn't coached in 10 years. Gruden hasn't coached in 10 years, and that's true. Mm-hmm. But he's been watching these teams for however long he's been doing Monday Night Football. So he has a pretty good kind of pulse on the league and what's been going on.
Can't underestimate Gruden.
Right. Nor would I want to. Mm-hmm. He's a little scary. So the defense, that was the real bummer, right? Last year, it was a huge disappointment. And that's something that Gruden and the staff have to work on. But now Khalil Mack is holding out. I mean, how big of an issue is this going to be?
I mean, it's an issue. The defense is definitely the weakest link last year with Mack. And, I mean, they didn't even have an interception all year until week 14. So hopefully they can figure it out in the next few weeks. Otherwise, I mean, they need to just get a better pass rush and play defense, period. You know,
Right. We're talking to Ivana Rojas. She is the Raiders fangirl. She does Raider reporting at FGSN.com and on the socials at Raiders FGSN. Ivana, you cover the Raiders, but it comes from being a fan originally. How do you feel about the Vegas move?
You know, I'm really excited about it. I think it's just going to bring a whole new energy that actually fits perfectly with the Oakland Raiders. And it's also obviously going to attract a bunch of people from all over, get them to solid city for our franchise. And also, you know, the Vegas Knights, they just made the Stanley Cup in their first season. So the buzz in Vegas is like an all-time high for the sports team. And it's Vegas, you know, you can't go wrong. I think it's going to be epic.
Yeah, somebody told me, a Raiders fan told me that oh, wow, the Raiders going to Vegas. So what just from here in Santa Rosa, you could catch a plane and hop there in like half an hour. So don't threaten me with a good time, a Vegas weekend, and I get to catch a Raiders game.
I know, I think it's going to cause a lot of fun and a lot of fights between couples. Like, where are you going? I'm going to a Raiders game in Vegas. Oh,
right.
Really? A lot of effort and, you know, playing hard and having balance. I think it's going to be an incredible year for the Raiders and Gruden.
Yeah, let's hope so. And, of course, Niners and Raiders play each other in the regular season, November 1st, Thursday Night Football. And it's the last battle of the Bay because the next time they would play in the regular season, the Raiders will be from Las Vegas. We'll be looking for that game as well. Ivana Rojas, she is the Raiders fangirl. Catch her Raiders coverage at FGSN.com, Raiders FGSN on all the socials. Ivana, hopefully we talk again soon and have a great day. Thanks for being on with us.
Thank you so much, Danny.